It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Erica Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast today. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, we appreciate you joining us from Green Hills Animal Shelter there in Trenton, and we appreciate you bringing by a new four-legged friend this morning in Ginger.
Thank you so much for having us, and we're excited to introduce everyone to Ginger today.
Ginger is an absolute cutie. You can see photos of Ginger online at our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com, where we always have more information about our pets and our interviews. Terry, if you could, tell us just a little bit about Ginger, how she came into your care, and who she is.
Well, Ginger is a treeing walker coon hound, and she's a young girl. We think she's only about a year to a year and a half old. She was found in a church parking lot, and she presented us with a mystery. Because Ginger, the first thing the staff noticed, was tattooed inside both ears. And sometimes dogs are tattooed to show that they're microchipped or that they've been altered. But Ginger's appeared to be identifying tattoos, so she sent us out on a quest to try to find who that mark belonged to. And sadly, we were never able to do that. We talked to everyone from local hunting clubs to the AKC. So Ginger's a bit of a mystery, but a beautiful girl looking for a good home.
Ginger, I imagine being who she is a curious one, enjoys exploring and sniffing around. A young one, too. It sounds like she's a friendly gal, a lot to give for her new forever home.
She is very friendly. She gets along with other dogs. She loves everyone she meets. She's good with children. And she has an amazing nose, and this girl can bellow that would make any hound dog proud to be able to duplicate it.
Terry, because Ginger is a coon hound, and you know, not only with that bellow, but is as adventurous as she is, what kind of home situations do you think would be ideal for her? I imagine the girl wants to do some exploring of her own when she can.
She would absolutely love to. And because she would like to do a lot of exploring on her own, we do suggest a securely fenced yard for Ginger or a way to contain her when she's outside. But she is a dog who loves people. She'd love a family where she could be a close part of that family. She would love to go on long leash walks. We promise you she will take somebody on great adventures. And she would like a home with children. She wouldn't mind that, and she wouldn't mind other dogs. She would, though, respectfully ask for a home without cats. They are not her very favorite animal.
Ginger's still polite, though, doing so respectfully, and we got to love that. Terry, as always, if our listeners are listening here and they say, hey, this all sounds great, I want to take that next step, find out more information, how do they get in contact with you at the shelter?
They can give us a call at 660-359-2700.
And once more, we'll have more information about Ginger on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us here on Pet of the Week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for all your hard work again this week. And hopefully because of all your hard work, we can find Ginger a forever home.
Thank you again so much for having us. And we are certainly hoping that Ginger will find that forever home in time for the holidays.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.